Now, what's a wasp nest usually like?
It's flat, and it has its wasp around under the eaves of houses. They were protected from water.
Are both these nest hornets and wasps made out of some kind of paper-like stuff?
Yeah, they. I don't know where they get that material from, but they make it themselves.
Mm-hmm. And yellow jackets, we were talking about
in the ground.
Day. Yeah.
And they have the nest just like that, and they build it in the ground.
They build a nest like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. I thought they just saved the hole.
No, they build a nest just like that and have a separate compartment, raise the little ones, and have the larva in there just like they do the hornets and yellow.
What about the type of wasp or whatever kind of bug it is or stinging insect it is that makes another kind of nest, and they make it out of dirt, I guess.
A dirt daubers?
Yeah.
That's what we used to call them.
Do those sting?
I never have been stung by one. Uh-huh. Never have. They're black.
Yeah.
Jet black.
What are the things that fly around at night and bite and sometimes they carry malaria?
Oh, mosquitoes.
You know, they get worse further north you go.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, no. I thought they were worse in the south.
In north?
Maybe it's because they are, well, in Florida, for example, they have the trucks go around every night and spray you.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, sometime two or three times a day.
In North Dakota, they were far worse.
That smoke that they put out there, you know. And then they go into the, when I was in the service on Guadalcanal, you know, that was the worst infested area for the Monopheles, which is the malaria-carrying mosquitoes, you know. And they sprayed from there, and they had about 90% under control.
Did you ever get malaria?
Yeah.
What did you treat it with then?
We took Ativan. And I got to where I couldn't take the Ativan. That's why I got to, see, they take quinine, but see, the quinine at that time was in the Japanese hands, so we had to have a substitute, which was, they called it Ativan, which would make you turn yellow.
Huh. What do you call small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts?
Oh, chiggers.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they're terrible.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the things you might get out of Spanish moss if you're not careful?
Oh, ticks. Mm-hmm. We have those ticks in here, but they're in Spanish moss.
Yeah. Have you ever heard another name for chiggers?
No. Chiggers on.
What are the insects, some green, some are brown, that hop around the grass in the summertime?
Oh, grasshoppers. Good fish bait.
Yeah?
Good fish bait.
And,
For bream. Crickets.
Mm-hmm. What are the small fish you use for bait now?
Minnows.
The things that gather up in the ceiling of rooms that haven't been cleaned.
Oh, you think about the spider, cobwebs?
Mm-hmm. What about if you see something similar to it on its out in your garden? What do you call it there?
It's a web.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any distinction between one in the house and one in the garden?
Oh, it just says spider and a web.
Mm-hmm.
But they're real engineers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, especially those garden things you see sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they got some pretty spiders in the middle of them sometimes.
Sure do. And some of them are dangerous.
Are they?
Yeah.
I never knew, but I knew some of them were awful big. What's the part of the tree underneath the ground called?
The roots.
Do you know of any stories about uses for different kind of roots?
Oh yeah. They take the sassafras tree and make sassafras tea out of it.
Is it?
I drink it.
Does it do you any good? Or?
They. It's just about like regular tea.
Mm-hmm. What about any other kind of roots?
Well, there's.